Okay, guys, welcome, welcome, welcome to this amazing class, How to Master Your Mornings. And, of course, with the quote that the journal has, with God and coffee, all things are possible. I am so, so, so excited about sharing with you guys during this class. But before we get into that, I hope that you guys are in a clean space. Like I said before the recording, your atmosphere is clear. Hopefully you have a candle lit. You've got your journal. You got your favorite pen, and you're ready to receive. But before we do that, I just want to start off with taking 3 deep breaths. This is Saturday morning. Obviously, most of us have worked really, really hard Monday through Friday. Some of us are still at work. And so in this moment, I just want it to be about you. You have served your boss, your children, your spouse, your husband, your kids, the cat, the dog. These next 60 minutes, I want to be about you, just you. It's not a selfish thing to just focus on you. So I want you to take a couple deep breaths. And when you breathe in, I want you to breathe in everything that it is that you want to manifest. I want you to get that image in your mind. If it's a new job, a new car, a bigger business, whatever it is, when you breathe in, I want you to think about the things that you want in your life. And when you breathe out, I want you to release all of the attachments of how those things are going to show up. You breathe in all your promises. And breathe out the control, the pointing the finger of how it has to be done, the timeline, and all of that stuff. Just release it all. And in this moment, I want you to know that whatever it is that you've been praying for, fasting for, thinking about, it's already done. It's already done. It's already manifested. This is your time to grow into the thing that you want to manifest physically in your life. All right, ladies, open your eyes if you can. And if you guys are still laying down and relaxing, that is totally fine. Just make sure you re-listen to the recording over and over again, the second time taking notes. So, what I want to share with you guys, this was such an interesting study during my research for this class. I found out that 44% of highly successful people, and I'm talking about your Bill Gates, your Oprah Winfrey's, your Donald Trump, you know, highly successful people, the 2% of the population that control the rest of the 98%, typically wake up about 3 hours prior to them having to start work. That's 3 hours before they start work. I find that to be extremely interesting because most people that live paycheck to paycheck that are not really successful, more often than not, if you study their daily habits, everything is last minute. Everything is on a rush. Everything is on a fly. Nothing is really planned out. It's just they kind of let life take them wherever life is going to take them, and they don't necessarily sit in the driver's seat of their own life. And so most people on a typical morning, if they have to be at work at 9, they're waking up around, they start waking up around 7:30, you know, and that alarm clock, they hit that alarm clock, and everybody, most people, not everyone, most people wait until the last minute to get up and start getting prepared for their entire day. I mean, think about that. I've done it. I've been guilty of doing it. I'm sure many of the people that are on this call and listening to the recording have gotten up at the last minute and just jumped in the shower, did your hair, and just kept it moving. And then you get to the end of your day, and it's like, well, what did I do? What did I accomplish? You didn't document anything. You didn't write a to-do list. You just kind of went along with the day. And then you get to the end of the day, and it's like, well, what did I do? What did I accomplish? And so that is the power in waking up way before it's really your time to wake up. This is where I have done most of my work, most of my spiritual work. You know, a lot of times people think that, you know, you go to church and you're hooting and hollering and screaming and you get all these breakthroughs. And what, church is amazing and I recommend it. I absolutely love church. I am a church girl. But most of my major breakthroughs happen when I'm home by myself with God. Like, that's when I have gotten my best praise on, is when I have been home in the wee hours of the morning communing with God. So we can either allow our day to run us or we can run our day. And I choose to run my day, which most of you guys do too. And the key to really manifesting a life that you truly desire, it's really all about getting in the same energetic field of the thing that you want to manifest. Everything is energy. The words that I'm speaking, they're carrying a vibration. It's energy. Everything is energy. So when you, whatever it is that you want to manifest, when you get in, that's why the vision boards are so popular and powerful. Affirmations are so popular and powerful because they work. You know, when you, the more you look at something, the more you think about it, the more you're going to experience those realities in your life. So I want you guys to, I have a couple affirmations that I want you guys to write down. So if you have your pen ready, please write these affirmations down. I want you guys to also create some other affirmations for yourself. Not, you don't have to just stick with these, but these will give you a good starting foundation if you don't already use affirmations for your spiritual work. The first affirmation that that I actually have the only one at this point that I have written down over my desk is, the secret of my future is hidden in my daily routine. I want you to write that down. The secret of my future is hidden in my daily routine. So often people will say, well, I wonder what today is going to be like. Well, I can tell you what today is going to be like. Now, let me just say this as a side note. When I talk like this, when I speak as a matter of fact, as if I'm manifesting through my words or I'm predicting my day, I am in no way, shape, or form talking about any natural disasters. I'm not talking about, there are things that are just out of our control, period, point blank. I can be in here teaching this class and sharing all this information and, like, get shot, like, sitting right here. So I don't want you to think that spirituality blocks you from anything negative happening. But what it does do is it gives you a sense of control, and it's not just a, I don't want to say a sense of control. It you are in control of what you can control. There are things that are in your control, and the things that are in your control, those are the things that I'm talking about as far as monitoring your thoughts and making sure that you write your to-do list down. Those things you can control. I'm not talking about anything natural disaster. So when people say, you know, I wonder what today is going to be like, I'm thinking to myself, well, you could have predicted that. You could have written that down. The secret of your future is hidden in your daily routine. The next affirmation that I want you to write down is, in order to be successful, I just have to change my habits. That's it. Like, I want you guys to understand that whatever it is that you came to this class for, whatever it is that you're seeking, whatever it is that you've been writing about and journaling about and praying about and talking about with your friends, you are only habits away from it. You're just actions away from manifesting the thing that you want to do. We've been living in this home now for 4 years. Prior to us moving into this home, we lived in an apartment for 12 years, and we wanted to purchase this house. So with the last 3 years of us living in that apartment is when I really, like, pulled my credit. I was scared to pull my credit. Didn't want to see it. I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's got to be so bad. It wasn't as bad as I thought. I just did the things. I was only actions away. I had to pay off some debt that was on my credit. I had to build my credit. I was only doing just little things in the opposite direction of prior to what I was doing. So when you think about the thing that you want in your life, I want you to grasp that you're only habits away from achieving those things. So the second affirmation is, in order to be successful, I just have to change my habits. The next affirmation I want you to write down is, I am rewarded publicly for what I have mastered privately. I am rewarded publicly for what I have mastered privately. Now, when I say that, I don't mean to say that we just do things for the public recognition of things, but that is just a byproduct of what happens when you are practicing and honing in on your craft, when nobody else is watching, nobody else is looking, and then you go out into the world and you do that because you are so polished, because you have practiced so much, you're going to be rewarded for it publicly. And the reward can be in many different shapes or forms. It can be through a job opportunity, through a business opportunity, through whatever. You know, when you think about the awesome Michael Jordan, I'll use him because everybody knows him. You know, we weren't there when he was practicing those shots at 3 o'clock in the morning. We weren't there. We were just able to see how the manifestation of what he mastered in private once he got on TV. That's when we were able to see him and reward him publicly for what he did privately. So write that down. I am rewarded publicly for what I have mastered privately. Take the time to master your craft. Take the time to whatever it is, the thing that you believe that you are called to do, take the time to do it at home. I cannot express that enough. I cannot tell you how many classes, how many videos I've done that have never made it to YouTube, how many classes I've taught that nobody was in attendance. And I'm saying that because I've just done it. At the apartment, I would just teach in my living room. Nobody was there. I didn't have a camera on. I would write my content, and I would just teach my classes because I knew that that's what I saw in my mind. I knew that that's where God was taking me. And I'm so grateful and blessed and honored to be able to say I am now being rewarded publicly for the things that I've been able to master privately. The next affirmation that I want you to write down is that me and God are one. And if it's going to be, it's up to me. Me and God are one. If it's going to be, it's up to me. Now, that may sound kind of contradictory. However, let me explain. A lot of times when people go to church, I really believe that the churchgoers, the older churchgoers of the world kind of live by this philosophy, not so much of the younger generation, but our older generation would go to church and, you know, we were the preacher would say, you know, wait on the Lord, wait on God. God's going to do it. God's going to fix it. And a lot of times those old saints, I'll call them, literally took that to literally mean I'm just going to sit here and wait on the Lord. And they forgot that the other scripture that says faith without works is dead. And so you and God are one. However, it's going to take you, because you are the home of God. God just resides in you. It's going to take you to get up and go do the things in order to manifest that. I love that affirmation so much. It's an affirmation that I repeat to myself during times where I'm kind of feeling a little shaky about something that I'm getting ready to do. So I just remind myself that me and God are one, and if it's going to be, it's up to me. The last affirmation that I want you guys to write down is simply this: I was created to create. I was created to create. Every single thing that was created to create, and more specifically, was created to solve a problem. Everything that has been created, everything that's in creation, was created to solve a problem, and that includes you and I. So those are the affirmations that I want you guys to write down. And now I'm going to get into the points that I want to share with you. And as far as those affirmations go, guys, really do them. Really write them down and say them. It's going to make you feel a certain way. We all know the power of our words. And so Don't just take these affirmations. Write down your own affirmations that are geared more towards the morning if that's what you need it to be. So number one, in how to master your mornings, number one is in order to master your morning, it has to start the night before. That's the first thing. In order to have a great morning, you got to have a great night. So I want you to think about tonight before you go to bed. Tomorrow is Sunday. I don't know if you guys have anything planned, maybe church or some people have work, whatever it is. Think about preparing, getting out every single thing that you're going to need for the next morning the night before. Also, think about is there an area in your home that needs cleaning and decluttering? Give yourself a set amount of minutes every single night before you go to bed. Maybe it's 5 minutes. Maybe you can start there, 5, 10, 15 minutes to dedicate to setting yourself up for the next day. And I always like to throw in cleaning and decluttering because that is a job that is like literally can go on around the clock. Now, my house is very clean. Let me say my house is tidy. It's not, you know, super clean because the cleaning gets done tomorrow. But I'm always going through and seeing how I can declutter. That's what I was going to say, that my home is really, really clutter-free. However, I am always finding ways that I can simplify my home. I'm actually sitting in my office right now, and I'm looking over at my bookshelf, and I just saw I was just given a new idea on what I could do with my books, but I'm always decluttering. So take a couple minutes before you go to bed to get out the stuff that you need for the night before. Take some time to clean an area. If your house is not clutter-free, if this is something that is brand new for you, I would suggest that you designate the next couple days or weeks or however long that you guesstimate that it's going to take you to declutter a space in your home every single night. That you will wake up feeling like a million bucks. Like when you wake up in a clean home, a clean environment, it just puts you, it literally starts you on the right track. And it allows us, when we go to sleep with our house being clean, it allows us, we're literally taking something off of our plate mentally. You know, so a lot of times we say, you know, I've got so much on my plate. Well, it's up to us how much is on our plate. You know, we're asking God to eat, and then we get a full plate, and then we complain about all the food that's on the plate. So it's up to us to manage what's on our plate. And just a few little tips. About before going to bed, don't go to bed angry. That's huge. That is huge. Even it talks about that in scripture. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. That is so huge. I used to go to bed pissed like every single night for like years. So I understand the power of going to bed happy. So don't go to bed happy. Try your best to make amends if you had any rift throughout the day to either ask for forgiveness or extend forgiveness. Before you go to bed, ask God questions. That is so powerful. I learned that from one of my mentors a few years ago, and it's a practice that I still do to this day. If there is something that I am not clear about, I will ask God before bed. And the power of doing that is, actually, let me share the power of that in 1 second. I'll come back to that. The next thing before bed is to leave a journal by your bed. Leave a journal and a pen by your bed. Make sure that your nightstand is free and clear of clutter. If nothing else, if you can't tackle the house right now, at least make sure the nightstand is clean. Make sure it's dusted off. And for heaven's sakes, ladies and gents, do not sleep with your phone next to you. There are so many people that do that, and I had to break that habit. And once I did, it just feels so much better because we're tempted to, you know, if we roll over, we yawn or cough or wake ourselves up, we're so tempted to check our emails or check our social media pages. Sleep with your phone at least 4 feet away from you. I saw that like last year sometime on, I think it was Good Morning America. They had this expert on there, And I've adopted that. He said to sleep with your, put your phone at least 4 feet away from you so you're not tempted to break that sleep, you know, or when you do wake up, you know, in the morning to just use the bathroom or something. A lot of people will just go straight to their phone because they feel like, oh, there's nothing else to do. That's very precious and valuable time, and you don't want to just go throw that wake-up energy right out into your email or into other people's agenda. You want to focus on your own agenda that early in the morning. So the next thing is to going back to asking God the questions before bed, the power of that, there is an advantage of doing that. And it's not just the questions that you ask God. You also want to write your to-do list for the next day the night before. When you write your to-do list and when you ask God questions, it gives you an advantage because your subconscious mind, while you are sleeping, is mapping out the how-to. You know, we've often heard the how-to is none of our business because we can't necessarily figure all that out. There's going to be so many twists and turns and ups and downs throughout attaining the thing that we want to achieve. However, when you write down your to-do list, in the morning it's like you get to wake up and allow God, the Holy Spirit, your spirituality, allow that to guide you, allow your intuition to give you the answers that you slept on. That's so powerful. I have all of my clients doing this. All of my clients have a journal that they have. It's called their questions journal. And whatever they need clarity on, they write it down and wake up. And this does not happen like magic. I don't want you guys to think that every time you write something down, the next morning it's going to come to you. Or it may. I can't say that it won't, but I don't want you to think that it works like magic. And it's as soon as I wake up, I know exactly what to do. This takes time. It takes practice. You have to literally hone in on that still, small voice that is inside of you, that is talking to you right now, even as I'm talking to you. That voice is speaking to you right now. That takes time to hone in onto that voice and make it louder and louder and louder in your ear. And this is one way to do it, is writing down your questions, writing down your to-do list, and allow God, allow your intuition to bring you the how-to in the morning. So that's all before bed. Now we're at the next morning, and your to-do list is sitting there. Many people don't even like to-do lists. Now let me say this. If you are not a person that likes to stick to a regimen, I don't want you to take this as a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 step. You still have to do what feels good to you. Allow your spirit to ultimately guide you. I'm just here to share some nuggets with you. That's all I'm here to do, but ultimately allow your spirit to guide you. And so this is just a tip that I have for your to-do list. On your to-do list, once you gain your clarity on it, do your least fun one first. That I will share because that is so key for me being a business owner. I don't like the administrative part of my business, that side. I just want to talk to people, make videos, and go speak and coach people like all day. But there's another side to business. So those are the things that I tackle first because I dread them and I don't want to have to carry that mental weight throughout the rest of my day. So get done the things that are just not that pleasant to do first when you start your to-do list. And also another key point to remember is to know what time of day is your peak performance time. Now, that has changed for me, and it will change as you grow and as your career changes, as your responsibilities change. When I had my store, my peak performance time was late at night. I mean, I could pull all-nighters several nights in a row. Like, I was, like, back to back to back. I just wouldn't sleep. I would sleep during the day, get in a couple hours during the day, but I would be up all night long making things and preparing for my store. Now I cannot, my body does not stay up like that anymore. Now my peak performance time is in the wee hours of the morning, around in between 3:30 a.m. and 4:30 a.m. That hour is just so crucial for me. That's when I'm, that's my peak performance time. So, and that is also, also the time that, the peak performance time is also the time where I like to make love, and I'll get into that as well. The second point that I have for you guys is to, which I kind of just got into it, is to wake up before anyone else in your house. Make sure that you wake up. Now, if you are not in a position where you can wake up the 2 to 3 to 4 hours before you have to be to work or before anyone else wakes up in your home, start with a couple minutes. But make sure you are the only one awake. That way, you don't have to focus on anybody else interrupting you. You don't have to focus on somebody saying they need you to do something. At that time, it is just you and God. For me, my day, my typical day, Monday through Friday, starts with the rest of my family at 7 a.m. because that's when my youngest daughter wakes up for school. And so that's when I'm, you know, I'm up with her tending to her. But I've already been up 3 hours before that 7 a.m. mark hits. And so during that time, that's when I journal. That's when I work out. That's when I get things done that are just for me. I don't even touch the business stuff yet. This is just for me. So I want you to think about what is it that, what goal is it that you have written down? 2016, you're going to make this happen. I want you to write that down, and I want you to think about what task can you do before anybody wakes up in the morning? And I want you to specifically write that down. What are the things that you can focus on? Now, this can be reading. It can be journaling. It can be doing your nails. It can be doing your hair. It's going to change throughout the days. However, I just want you to take, to have your own little list of things that you can, like a go-to list of things that you and God can do bright and early in the morning. That's just for you. When you do this, I cannot, I can't express to you how powerful this time is. Because this is the time, this is your, this is the time that nobody else is looking. This is when you are honing in, doing whatever it is that your God-given talent, mastering it, honing in on it. This is the time that is so precious and so crucial to the rest of your day. So I want you to make a list of things that maybe you've put off that you can focus on during this time. Excuse me. Make sure that you have that go-to list, and excuse me, that go-to list of things that you can do to wake up before anyone else. And I also want you to, in this moment, make a decision on how soon do you want to wake up before everybody else in your house? How much time do you think your spirituality needs in this season of your life? If you are like, Angel, I am drained. I don't know if I'm coming or going. I am just like, Lord, help me. I would suggest a longer time, and you have to make that a priority. This has to be non-negotiable, that it, that you wake up this early in the morning. It's non-negotiable. It will become a habit that you cannot break, and you will absolutely love reaping the results of waking up with the sun and waking up before anyone else in your home wakes up. The next point is, any questions before I go forward? Anybody have any questions? Okay, no questions. I'm going to keep going. I am, okay, so number three is sex and orgasms. This is the juicy part. This is the part that I personally just discovered within the last year. This is something I'm actually going to, when you guys get the recording for this class, I'm also going to send you a link to a video that that I learned this technique from that is just absolutely mind-blowing and amazing. But before we you'll get that video. I'll send you that video because I do want you guys to watch that. But what I want to share with you from my own personal experience, and I also want you to watch the video and see what comes to you and what you're able to pick up from the video as well. We all know that when we are in that state, you know, when we are sexually aroused, we're more at ease, we're more relaxed. And in the morning time, you haven't really faced your day yet. Now, this can be through, this can be with your partner, if you have a partner, or this can be through by yourself through masturbation. So during the morning time, we have not faced our day yet. So it's just kind of just us and that's it. And when you are experiencing healthy sexual energy, you're totally open. Let me say that because I wanted to make this preference in the video that I did because I realized that a lot of people don't have a healthy relationship with their sexuality. One of my closest friends was molested when she was a child, and you know the effects of that still hurts her to this day. So that's why I say healthy sexual energy. If that is not your story, or if it is and you have been healed from it, you can use sex for manifestation and using sex and orgasms and masturbation for clarity and manifesting what it is that you want to bring about. So let me just share with you a couple benefits of orgasms. It reduces mild depression. I've experienced that. It reduces the risk of mild depression. It boosts the immune system. It fights off chronic pain. A lot of people, I have headaches that I get often. I've gone through MRIs, the whole gamut of things, and really they can't find anything. And so what I have found a lot of times, now depending on the intensity of the headache, if I can catch it just in the nick of time, I can go have sex with my husband and relieve that stress. Some people don't want to have sex because they have headaches. However, just try it if that is your story. Orgasms also strengthen the pelvic floor in our vagina, which is so important because it prevents leakage when we get older, especially us women that have children. When you carry children, it definitely weakens that pelvic floor from the baby sitting on it. So the orgasm actually contracts and helps aid to that. It makes you more alert because it increases the amount of blood that gets to your brain. Orgasms also make you feel more happy and aid to a good mood. I don't know about you, but I feel absolutely freaking amazing after a good tumble in the bed. It just makes you feel good. And when you feel good, you want to do good. And remember at the beginning, I said manifesting the life that you want is ultimately about getting and staying in that energetic field of the thing that you want to manifest. So whatever it is that you like to do, you want to make sure you do that on a regular basis because that's going to keep you in a good vibrational field. You can't have great things come to a bad vibrational field. That's why it's important to feel good most of the time. Orgasms also, and intimacy and sex also creates a more loving relationship with yourself and with your partner. Now, let me just ask this question. Has anybody on the phone never experienced an orgasm? Has not reached that peak yet? Everybody's good? Okay. So I didn't have my first orgasm until I was 30 years old. And that was a very long time from the very first time I had sex until 30. I was having a whole lot of sex without being pleasured with experiencing the orgasm. And so I'm glad that everybody here has had orgasm. That's very comforting to know because now you can learn how to channel them. So I personally will sometimes have sex just to relieve stress on purpose if I am unclear about something or if I'm not certain about a particular thing, I will go and either have sex with my husband or I will pleasure myself to gain that clarity. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. Now, most of the time when we're in, you know, enjoying that time with our spouse or we are enjoying that time by ourselves, we don't necessarily, in order to achieve the orgasm, you don't necessarily focus on the thing that you want. So say for the sake of this conversation, you want to manifest a brand new car. So you don't go into this sexual experience thinking about the car. You can go into it like, even when I'm having sex with my husband, he knows that this is an intentional sex session and I'm trying to manifest something, so I need to focus. But what happens is when you go into this sexual encounter, do whatever it is that you do that gets you to that space. What I have found to be so powerful in this last year is that right before the orgasm occurs, right before you feel that orgasm coming on, because you can feel right before it's going to happen, as soon as I feel it coming, I switch my focus from enjoying that pleasurable moment. I'm still enjoying it, but in that moment, right before I'm about to orgasm, I think about the thing that I want to manifest. So if your desire is to have a successful business, right before you have your orgasm, think in that moment. I know this may sound seem so far-fetched, but just try it. In that moment, right before you have your orgasm, I want you to think about yourself being in that successful business. Because in that moment, that is when we are closest to God. That's when we are totally relaxed. We are at our highest state of vibrational form that we can achieve being awake. And so in that moment, when you put yourself there, there is no fear, there is no insecurity, there's none of that going on, because none of that is taking place when you're having an orgasm. Although some women do, right before orgasm, they start to feel insecure. And remember, we will manifest the things that we feel the most. So that's why a lot of people have vision boards that don't work, because they have this image, but they don't feel that they can have it. So a lot of women more particularly, will feel insecure right before the orgasm happens, because her body is, you know, moving uncontrollably and she, you know, may look a little crazy. And a lot of women want to hide that, not realizing that the man that she's with absolutely love seeing that, but us, we want to keep it cute and stay pretty at all times, but that's just not possible during that time. So a lot of people feel insecure in that moment, and when they do, I can guarantee you, if you are a woman that has not been able to open up freely sexually and you get insecure about your body or you get insecure about what you look like during that time, I can guarantee you that you can see it reflected in your day-to-day life, in your career, in your relationships, that you have a lot of insecurities that show up. This is why it is so important to get in touch with you, get in touch with who you are. So right before, I want you guys to try this. Like I said, this past year, I've been doing this, and I cannot tell you the breakthroughs, the manifestations, the finances, like right before I am about to have the orgasm, I literally switch my brain over to the thing that I want to manifest, and I feel it and I see it. And in that moment, it's just like it's happening. When we are, even during meditation, when you are thinking about something, your body doesn't know if you're actually experiencing it or not. That's how powerful our minds are. So when you are at the highest peak that you can possibly be at in your awake state, that's when you want to throw that image of what it is that you want to manifest into the mix, right then and there. Ladies, if you guys do that, please keep me posted, because I would like to hear how that experience worked for you. And then, as you know, after your session, your love session, your alone time session, your masturbation session, you want to just hold on to that image and that feeling for as long as you can. Not the sexual feeling, but you want to hold on to the feeling that you got during the time when you were having sex or when you were experiencing that orgasm. In that time, in that moment, you were free of all your insecurities, free of all doubt, free of all fear, because none of that exists there when you're having an orgasm. So when you put yourself where you see yourself in that moment, you are going to have so many breakthroughs in your life, I promise you. So just try that exercise the next time. I have we are getting close to the end of this call, and I have a few more things that I want to share with you guys. I'm going to go overtime. If you guys are up for it, please, you know, stay to the end, and I want to open up for Q&A. If not, you will get the recording. If everybody drops off the call, I'm still going to be teaching. So you guys will get this call. So please forgive me. I didn't want this to go over, however it is. What I want you guys to just, I want to do a quick 5-minute meditation. And this is called a life casting meditation that I want to take you guys through. So if you guys can just close your eyes, relax your entire body, from your ankles to your calves to your knees to your thighs to your belly, your back, your breast, your shoulders, your arms, your fingers, just relax. And let me further say, if you are still laying in your bed, I would recommend you get on the floor or somewhere else, not in your bed, because when you meditate, you channel so much energy. And I used to do this. I used to meditate in my bed until I learned that the energy that I was circulating during my meditation was keeping me up at night, because there's so much energy that you're generating during your meditation. It's so active that when you enter into that space again, you can feel it. So I stopped meditating in my bed because I want to have a good night's sleep. So if you're on the bed, I would invite you to lay down on the floor. I just want you to close your eyes, and I'm literally going to take you through a 5-minute life casting meditation. And what that is when you cast for something, you're casting out a net, you're throwing it out there. And so I'm going to take you through a series of questions, and I want you to answer those questions in your mind, but I also want you to go there in your mind. So I want you to take a couple deep breaths and just say to yourself, you can say it out loud or you can say it quietly. Just say, I intend to meditate. I intend to meditate. You're giving your mind direction right now. You're telling it where to go. You're telling it where to focus. In this moment, you intend to meditate. I want you to think about, in this moment, with your eyes closed, I want you to think about, what does your ideal day look like? If right now in this season of your life you're working at a job that you don't like, or if you're not working, or if you are working at a job that you do like, how can you make it better? I want you to think about, what does your ideal day look like? Notice I didn't say your ideal life. This is just your day. If you can master 24 hours, you can master a week. So I want you to think about, what does your ideal day look like? Where are you located? Are you on the beach? Are you in a warm climate, cold climate? Where are you located? What kind of work do you do? This is your ideal day. There is no limits, no restrictions, nobody else has to know it. Right now it's just you and God. What kind of work are you doing? It could be the work that you currently do, the work that you want to do, the work that you're planning to do. This is your time to dream. What kind of work do you do? Who are your partners? Who are your get-it friends? Who are the people that you have chosen to surround yourself with? Who is in your top 5 friends? What kind of lives do they live? And let me take it a step further. How much money do your friends earn? Because how much money your friends earn is going to typically be around the same amount you earn? How much money do you make? Think about your income. How much money do you have in your savings account? Think about that number. How much money do you have in your checking account? How much cash do you have on you? What is that dollar amount that you want to keep in your wallet at all times? At all times, it's just cash. It's just, you don't owe it to anybody. It doesn't belong to a bill. It's just you. It's just your carry-around cash just in case you feel like going out to purchase a brand new pair of shoes. What is that dollar amount that you have in your wallet? How successful do you want to be? Do you want to be a five-figure earner, a six-figure earner, a seven-figure earner? Think about how successful you want to be. What do you look like? Are you in shape? Do you work out on a regular basis? Do you have a killer workout regimen that you enjoy? Do you have a workout regimen that you don't enjoy? However, you do it because you know it serves the good of your body. How do you feel? What do you look like? What kind of clothes do you wear? What kind of clothes do you have in your closet? Is it important for you that they're name brand? Is it important to you that they're quality? Or is it important to you that they're a little bit more budget friendly? This is your life that you're casting right now. There are no rules. There's nothing right nor wrong with it. What do your conversations consist of on a day-to-day basis? Are you talking about making deals? Are you talking about closing deals? Are you speaking of business opportunities? Are you talking about how you can help the people in Flint, Michigan get more clean water? Are you thinking of how you can fight for whatever social justice that you feel that's near and dear to your heart? What do your conversations consist of? Think about your ideal day. Run that entire day through your mind. Now I want you to open your eyes. Now that you have identified your ideal day, you can do this right now or you can do this after the call. I would suggest you kind of jot this down right now because it's fresh on your mind. I just want you to write down three things that you can do today to get you closer to the ideal day that you just imagined. And in the future, like I said, you guys are going to get this recording, but in the future, do life casting meditations. It literally took us 5 minutes. It was actually just 5 minutes exactly. And it's just a series of questions that you ask yourself, and then you go in your mind and you put yourself there. That's all a life casting meditation is. Do them as often as you need, as often as you feel the need to do it. The very last thing, the last point that I have for you is simply this. It's a question. It's how do you see yourself? How you see yourself, you can take everything that I just said and you can try and put that into action. You can wake up with the sun. You can meditate. You can have intentional sex. You can do all of these things. But at the end of the day, if you don't see yourself in a way that pleases you, you're going to get stumped every single time you set out to achieve a goal. So you have to practice how you see yourself. Give yourself permission to change. If there's any changes that you need to make, give yourself permission to change. Give yourself permission to grow outside of your social circle. A lot of times we don't want to make changes. I know for me in my 20s, that was a big struggle for me. I didn't want to make a lot of personal changes because I knew once I made personal changes, then my personal friendships were going to have to change, and I didn't want to go through that. So give yourself permission to change, and just remember that when you doubt yourself, you're ultimately doubting God. Because God lives in you, his power is always working through you. So when you doubt yourself, you're doubting the capabilities that God has put inside of you. So practice seeing yourself the way that God intended for you to see yourself. That is something that you will always have to practice that. Always, always, always have to practice that. I want to end with this this poem. And then I'm going to open up for Q&A. I absolutely love this poem, and I just heard it the other day, so it didn't even make my notes until the other day. But I thought it was so powerful to share with you on this morning, because we're talking about mastering our mornings, and the only way to master your morning is to take control of yourself. You know, a lot of times people talk about, I don't have enough time for this, or I need a time management class. And it's not the time that you need to manage. It's you. You have to manage yourself. Time is taking care of itself. So you have to take care of yourself. So here's the poem that I'm going to end with, and then I'm going to open up. It simply says this: you choose, you choose, you choose. You choose to give away your love. You choose to have a broken heart. You choose to give up. You choose to hang on. You choose to react. You choose to feel insecure. You choose to feel angry. You choose to fight back. You choose to have hope. You choose to be naive. You choose to ignore your intuition. You choose to ignore advice. You choose to look the other way. You choose not to listen. You choose to be stuck in the past. You choose your perspective. You choose to blame. You choose to be right. You choose pride. You choose games. You choose ego. You choose paranoia. You choose compete. You choose your enemies. You choose your consequences. You choose, you choose, you choose. However, you are not alone. Generations of women in your family have chosen. Women around the world have chosen. We have all chosen at one time in our lives. We stand behind you now screaming, choose to let go, choose dignity, choose to forgive yourself, choose to forgive others, choose to see your value, choose to show the world you are not a victim, choose to make us proud. That is by Shannon Alder, that poem, and I love it so much, because when I read that, it really puts it into perspective to let you see that you're choosing everything. If you're feeling insecure, you're choosing to feel insecure. That's all a choice. So that's what I have for you guys on this Mastering Your Morning class. Now I'm going to open up for Q&A. I hope you guys have got some questions. If you do, like I said, I'm here. I'm willing to stay over. It is exactly 10:01 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Does anybody have any questions before we end?
Hi, Angel. This is Cheryl again from Buffalo.
Yes, hello.
I hope I don't change, like, the mood of this, but I really have been thinking about this and wanted to ask you, because watching your videos and connecting with you, I know that you are a God-fearing woman, a disciple of Jesus. And recently I've just been having issues with, you know, I'm learning about meditation and all of those types of things, and I love all of those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you, with believing in God and believing in Jesus, make sure that you're not stepping into the new age of all of those things,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, staying closer to, you know, believing that God, it's God's will, and God, whatever we want, you know, we can have, however it's within, it has to be within God's will.
Mm-hmm.
How do you balance that?
That is a great question. And let me also say that I struggled with that exact thing that you just asked me for years. I no longer struggle with it anymore, and I'm going to tell you how I gained some clarity. But I just wanted to say that because I understand where you are. I used to feel that same thing, like, this is all that new age stuff. This is meditation. These people are sitting on the floor and they're humming and they're like, what are they doing? Where's Jesus in all of this?
Right.
I totally get it. What we don't understand, number one, is that there is nothing new under the sun. New Age is just a category that they had to put in the bookstore. That's all that is. Mm-hmm. There is nothing new under the sun. That's number one. Number two, the Bible is replete with times where he tells us to meditate. Meditate on my word day and night. Meditate so you will not fall into temptation. Meditation is all throughout Scripture. It's all throughout Scripture. Another thing that I feel about that is that I am not afraid of, I used to be, I'm not afraid of, like, say, if one of my friends wanted me to come to her synagogue and worship with her. If I felt led to do so, I'm going to go. I'm not afraid of that because I'm secure in my relationship with God. And I think that's what it all basically comes back down to. Because a lot of Christians or, you know, people of the Christian faith feel that masturbation can be a sin. How do you expect to get to know your body? How do you expect to get to know the creation that God created? If it was sin, it can be sinful just like anything else, just like a gun can be sinful. It's all in the intention of which the person that's utilizing it is using it for. I can use a gun to protect my family, or I can use a gun to go rob a bank. Same thing. So it's all in your intention. However, like I said, because I know that space in which you're coming from, just ask God if this is your path, if he sees fit that this life is for you, ask him to make peace within yourself with it. Because that's what I had to do. I just asked for peace because I could not put a dividing line between what I learned in church into what I learned as an adult. I was like, you guys are saying the same thing. When I would go to church, it was like the pastor was speaking and talking about the scripture, but then when I would go home and I would go on YouTube videos or I'd go to workshops or read different books, I would think, wow, this is it's all talking scripturally. They're just not giving reference to the scripture, but they're giving it to me in a scientific way now. See, when I went to church, he was giving me the word, but when I was reading these books, more in particular, one of my favorite authors that we would call the quote-unquote New Age, his name is Neil Donald Walsh. His writings, like that, his book, Neil Donald Walsh's book called Conversations with God, that was the book that literally, and I'm not kidding you guys, threw me into depression for 2 weeks. I cried nonstop for 2 weeks straight because I was like, how can this book be so amazing? How can this make so much sense to me? But the church doesn't accept this. And I was so scared because the messages that I was experiencing outside of the church were making sense to me, and I wanted to pass it along to my children, but I was afraid because I was like, I don't want to teach this to them and they believe the wrong thing and we all go to hell. Like, I was so afraid. So I totally understand where you're coming from. I just asked God to give me peace. God, just give me peace. And in my mind, this is how it breaks down. When we go to church, we get the word. When we read these other books and things, they're speaking the same teachings that Jesus taught. They're just giving it to you on a cellular level. It's like they're giving it to you behind the scenes of how these things work. So that's how I feel about it. I love that question. Love that question because I so remember that tug in my spirit, big time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're so welcome. You're not the first person that's questioned me on that because of the things that, you know, I'll say words like the universe, you know, and to everybody else that go to church, that's like, that's devil's talk. Hold up. You said the universe. You didn't say Jesus. Like, oh, yeah. So I totally get it. I'm at peace with my spirituality, and I pray that you gain peace with yours as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate you sharing your gift as well. It's
amazing.
It's been amazing.
You're so welcome. Tell me your name again.
Cheryl.
Cheryl. Okay, perfect. You are so, so, so welcome. Anybody else have any questions before we end?
A question for you. How do we get the tape?
Can you talk up a little bit louder for me and tell me your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
It's a little bit louder. Is this Brenda?
Yes.
Okay, you're my 4 a.m.er right now. Okay, so I'm going to work with you because I know you got to be quiet. Okay, go ahead, ask the question again.
I'm standing outside, so, okay. How do we get the tape of this?
How do you get what? What was the question?
The recording of the lesson today.
Oh, you're going to receive the recording through your email. So the same email address that I sent the call-in number to, you're going to receive a link in your email. It's going to come out to you guys within the next 48 to 72 hours.
Okay.
Let me just say that as well. But it's just going to be a link in your email. You're going to click on that, and you're going to be able to download it.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Brenda. You are so welcome. Anybody else have any questions? No questions. I hope nobody sleeps. No questions that you would want me to answer on YouTube. I know a lot of you guys found me through YouTube. I do have a series of videos that are going to be coming out geared towards entrepreneurs, so I'm looking forward to that. Any more questions before we end? All right. Well, ladies, I appreciate you all so, so, so much. Please continue to take this. Cheryl, let me also say you did not change the mood. If anything, you increased the mood. I appreciate your question. Continue in this space throughout the rest of your day. Stay in a ecstasy type state for the rest of your day, and don't allow anybody to break that the space that you're in right now. However, something is going to show up to try and break it, and that's only going to show up to prove to you and to that you can keep this state. The opposite has to show up in order for the thing that we are trying to hold on to or whatever, it will show up. But stay in this space for the rest of the day. Continue taking notes. Do another casting meditation if you so feel led to. And I appreciate each and every one of you ladies that are here live and receiving the recording, because when you say yes to yourself, you ultimately say yes to the rest of this world, and you make this world a better place. I do not take it lightly. When you pull out your credit card and you sign up for my classes, I appreciate you guys inviting me on your life's journey with you. I thank you. I appreciate each and every one of you. I prayed for each and every one of you, and I will continue to do so. I love all of you guys, and I'll see you guys in social media world land. Enjoy your week and enjoy your day. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com.